In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have arrived at Laetare Sunday, at that refreshing plateau, the midpoint toward our holy pilgrimage toward Golgotha. And we have been refreshed together with the 5,000, who in the meantime, in the last 2,000 years, have multiplied to many more than 500 million. And with what have we been refreshed? With the bread of heaven itself. What a profound pity and tragedy that this perhaps richest, most nourishing of all the chapters in Holy Scripture, the Bread of Life chapter, has been twisted and perversely reduced by those who wish to spiritualize and throw us into abstraction. At the end of the chapter, the Lord says, the flesh profits nothing. My words, they are spirit and they are life. People have taken that to mean that the Lord's flesh profits nothing. That can't be. The very life-giving words of our Lord say and teach throughout this chapter how much this sacred flesh profits. It is our sinful, wretched, dead, rebellious, mortal flesh that profits nothing. That's true. But his flesh profits everything. But you see, this unprofitable flesh is trading places with another flesh, with that holy flesh whose Immaculate Conception we celebrated only 2 days ago. That flesh which is the very bread of life given for us, that flesh which bore our iniquities and carried our sorrows, bore the chastisements of our peace, all our grief, all of that to win for us eternal salvation. And we are here in this chapter and in this text, face to face with the very mystery of faith itself. What is it? What shall we do, the superstitious multitude asks, that we may work the work of God? Behind that, of course, lurk a thousand debates about which is the greatest work. What pleases God most? Sabbath keeping, circumcision? Which of hundreds of works? And the Lord answers, the work of God is to believe in him whom he has sent. Here you have that grand, profound, magnificent ambiguity which typically the Gospel of St. John recollects and preserves for us. What does it mean, the work of God? The work pleasing to God, to be sure, but also the work which God does. Because certainly this unprofitable flesh of ours does not give itself faith, which is divine supernatural life. It can't. That is a gift. That is the work of God. And so the very essence of faith, you see, is the paradox. It is nothing, and yet is everything. It is nothing, first of all, because we can't do anything. Secondly, it's nothing the way eating is nothing, and food is everything. It is the object of faith, the divine nourishment, the bread of life, my flesh which I will give for the life of the world. That is what faith feeds on. And so, refreshed, we are ready to complete our journey toward Golgotha and the feast of the resurrection that lies just beyond, where we shall feast on the very Passover sacrificed for us. Feed me till I want no more. Want here, obviously not in the sense of wish, but in the sense of need, the way it is in the psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Need, I need nothing. For then, beyond that, as we cross the Jordan, there we shall no longer need this kind of feeding of faith. For there we shall feed and have the very tree of life in the midst of paradise, and the light of life from God and from the Lamb, in the midst of his altar. Amen.